need a theme song.
Oh, that was our first theme song.
Yeah. Welcome to Talking TCJS Podcast with Mike and Orlando. I'm Orlando.
And I'm Mike. And what a week this has been.
Yeah.
I have now lived two lives. The life before I ever had a podcast and the life where I now have a podcast.
Oh, it's a big change. You're making all those big bucks from being on a podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, $0. But we do want to thank everyone who listened to episode one. Over 200 people listened to it.
Which is just ridiculous because no one should be listening to us talking.
No, we're happy that you do, but none of you should or need to. That's what's so nice about podcasts. They're such a luxury.
Yeah.
We both had separate conversations with Jersey Dave, giving us what we think is the most accurate review of our show, but also one that we're going to take to heart.
Yeah, Jersey Dave said just fucking listen to the podcast.
Fucking listen to the podcast, so we did. I caught up on all episodes of Fizzy Boys. Orlando and I just actually enjoyed a Dublin Dr. Pepper, which I ordered because of Fizzy Boys. And your review, Orlando?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. I enjoyed it. I believe... I now know for a fact that Fizzy Boys, at least I can say I agree with one of their reviews.
Yeah, so I asked you. I was like, I guess I don't listen... I don't understand why I don't drink Dr. Pepper, because it's really good.
And that's fine. Yeah, so we should probably catch up on the podcast that we listened to take Jersey Dave's advice. I caught up on Talking Teens, and I gotta say, the international one, I didn't do any... Like, I've been thinking about that a lot, like, just in podcasts in general, or just reaching people in different countries, that this community... I can say that I've met people not only from several different states that I otherwise wouldn't, but from different countries. Like, we were both a part of the pilot. We both saw that people came from Brazil. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, I never thought I would have to go to Brazil to meet someone who is actually from Brazil.
Well, I was a pretty cool kid who went to the...
Well, no, where are you from?
I went to international camp, and I have friends from all over the world.
Wait, no, you've told me about this. What was the camp called again?
It's called Camp Rising Sun. I'm actually taking off work, so I'm going to do interviews for them on Sunday. And
who are you interviewing?
A bunch of kids who want to go there.
Oh, yeah? Oh, so you were such a good kid that you're now in charge of bringing in other kids.
I wasn't such a good kid, but whatever. but I just looked at the applications for the kids, and then all the kids were so milquetoast. I was just like,
oh, bring in someone who's better than milquetoast.
I was just like, these kids are all boring. They all go to the top high schools in the city. Like, no personality. Let's not talk about this.
Yeah, yeah. We can. We will later. But okay, so I caught up on Talking Teens. The most recent one, and probably my favorite, is the international episode. Probably because it's the most positive, because I feel like if you're going to be the teens talking about TCGS, I feel it's almost unfair of me to say that, though, because I feel if we see teens being negative, we automatically don't validate it, because we're like, oh, those are just teens being negative. But sometimes there are moments where I felt that way, and I honestly felt bad about that. That was like my gut reaction to any negative moment in any episode of Talking Teens. See, like, I want the podcast to be so good that I don't even think of them as teens anymore, which is also a horrible way to look at teenagers.
Yeah, I understand. I only listen to adult women.
How was adult women?
Great. I hated the recording quality. Like, to every podcast that records over, like, Google Hangouts or Skype, record your part locally and then just send each other the files and, like, compile it together.
Is this our second Orlando calls out? Orlando calls out. We have an official running segment, Orlando calls out.
Just if you record it locally and then just send each other, like, one person can edit it together, it will sound so much better, guys. I will listen to your podcast if it does.
No, actually, when I picked up the recording device that we're using from someone that I work with, I said, oh, like this the person I was talking to knew way more about audio equipment than I did. And I said, oh, do you think I really need this, or should I just use like an iPhone or an iMac? And the look he gave me was nearly fuck you. It was just like, don't you dare. Don't you dare, like, do that to people.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, even our last episode was shitty.
People commented. People did make that comment.
Mostly because we started off right off the bat. Like, as soon as we started recording, that's when we started talking. Shouldn't it happen. Hopefully this time it sounds much better.
I believe in you.
We are recording near a window this time.
Maybe I think we'll be okay.
Maybe I'll pick up something.
Speaking of sound quality, the main reaction I've gotten to anyone when it comes to this podcast in person is always the same. I saw the podcast, haven't listened to it yet. Everyone always goes up when they're telling you they haven't listened to your podcast. And this is a question I want to give to all the TCGS podcasters. When someone in person tells you, like, they're trying to be nice. Like, I want to give them credit. They're trying to be like, oh, I saw it. I'm going to get around to it. But if they haven't, they always go, haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah. People didn't sing it to me. They just straight up told me no. I saw some people on Saturday night, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not listening. I was like, it's an iTunes. Like, oh, maybe.
Yeah, actually, the iTunes does make it easier for some people to swallow.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
No, yeah, not at all. Oh, man, Orlando
all
just...
All people want is convenience.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Orlando just took a very knowing drink of water because he did just know me very well.
So, yeah, let's talk about Adult Women. Did you listen to Adult Women talking to CGS?
I think we're going to switch. You're going to do teens and I'm going to do Adult Women for next week.
Yeah, sure.
And no, then we're going to cross-examine. We're gonna invent a new segment called Cross-Examine where we switch.
I really did like Adult Women talking to CGS. I thought all the segments were great. They had Fuck, Marry, Politely Decline.
Ooh, that's very polite.
Where they take either cast members or characters from talking to CGS. And then they compare them all. There was one. My favorite was Drew Johnson characters. So it was Hitmaster, Horace, or
what about Drew
Barista.
Johnson? But what about him as the B?
No.
Because sometimes when I think of Horace and B, do you sometimes have to put both versions in your head?
Yeah, but I feel like now he's just cemented as the horse.
Yeah,
right?
because he
died as the horse.
Yeah, he's in horse heaven now.
He can't transmutate anymore like he used to.
Okay, so how did that go in the podcast?
It went well. There were some shaking spots because of the audio quality, but you know.
You know, no, everything else.
Everything, great. Yeah. I loved it. I would listen to a second episode of it.
Nice.
How about you? Tell me about...
Oh, well, I also listened to the most recent episode of Talking TCGS with Mr. Dave Blubband, who you all know play the human fish. And I gotta say, I love origin stories. Like, I don't mind hearing classic stories over and over because I feel like people complain about that. But, I mean, every story already has already been done. But just the origin story of the human fish is just like a photo he sent to Gethard, like... It was just that simple, and I think that's kind of why it is an incredible character.
Yeah.
I think that was like, I don't know, I feel like when it came to true insight to just a single character, I thought that interview was top-notch. Did you listen to that one yet?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I listen to Talking TCGS every week. It's the best. Let's be real.
Let's be real. They are the Yankees, and we're not even the Mets.
The Mets, okay?
No, we're the Cyclones.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, we're the Cyclones. That's how I see myself. We're the Cyclones of this podcast universe.
Cool. At least we're a Mets franchise.
Yeah, we are. We are. I knew that would please you.
Yeah, it's great. I would listen to a podcast for like 4 or 5 hours, if it were 4 or 5 hours. It goes by so quickly.
And also, I want them to spend more time on... I know it's probably one of their sillier parts, but where they take another universe and compare it to the TCGS one. Like, I was laughing constantly about the Pokemon one.
Really? I enjoy that, but I like the conversation better.
Well, let's do a quick one. Because I thought it was brilliant how they said that JD would be Ash.
Okay,
let's see. Not Gethard, like the easy, oh, he's the main guy.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Just give me one.
TCGS cast as punk bands.
Oh, now you're just like, okay, no, let me try. All right, let's go by my very limited punk rock knowledge. Gethard is Fugazi.
Gethard is not Fugazi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Person who actually knows the subject, enlighten me. Who's Gethard in the world of all punk rock music? Because if Gethard ever listened to this, I'm saying 1 in 100 chance. Let's see how you connect Gethard in the world of punk rock music.
I just know that Fugazi is Bethany Hall. Bethany is the ethical center of the show. She is Fugazi. She can go crazy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She's also very like thoughtful and like even keel. How about that?
I was about to compare any character to the Ramones, and I knew if I did, the whole world would shit on me. Like, I just, like, you know when you see the comments before you say it? I was like, oh, if I compare any character to, like, a generic punk rock band, I'm going to piss off people.
Let's see.
Let me give, no, I have to give you one. I have to give you one.
Give me one.
Let's do one that I know really well. South Park.
Oh, shit. Bethany Schetti?
But she doesn't die.
Okay. Well, Chris just has to be Stan.
Yeah, I see that.
Who would Shannon be?
Shannon? I feel like she would be... You know how, like... Well, this is a fun fact. There's an alien, like, in every episode of South Park, but they try to sneak it in. I feel like Shannon is so good at just, like, coming in at the absolute right moment.
Yeah.
Just, like, picking the perfect moment to pounce. What time are we at? Because I like the fact that we're keeping... The one compliment that I've been given, which I don't think is a real compliment, is that we stick to a 15-minute limit.
We have 4 minutes left. Yeah, we're 11 minutes in.
Then we should say what we're excited about. Aren't you excited to return at Eminem?
Eminem!
Eminem!
I heard some inside gossip.
Oh, is this TCGS gossip?
We're back and better than ever.
If we're a newspaper, we gotta have a gossip column.
We're back and better than ever. That's the gossip. That's all I've heard.
I know that to be true. It's gonna be episode 121. Everyone's gonna be dealing with the wedding.
Big cliffhanger there.
Yeah, big cliffhanger. As long as Ken Beck comes back, I should say, as a cow, I'll be happy.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing that they touched upon, I think, on Talking to CGS or something else, or Mike Levy's podcast. Big Cat, who loves Monopoly, has only died once.
Oh.
He's a cat. He can come back
like eight more times.
So
expect eight more appearances. Like an eight, not an eight episode arc.
He has eight more deaths.
Eight more deaths. Yeah, that's implying that every time he appears, he'll die.
Yeah. What are you, a Drew Johnson character?
Yeah, exactly. No, I love that there's like fan theories, like there are for the Pixar movies, that like every episode, every character that he plays has to die.
For a while, it was every character that Duke Ponsetti played on screen got booed. Like anytime
Noah comes out, he gets booed.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime the character Noah Forman would try to play another character, it would get booed. Like Triceratops booed right away. Nobody liked him.
Do you think that was a Noah Forman decision or someone else's decision?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
Are you blaming me?
No. There's no accusations here, but I feel like that. I don't know. I could see him or one of the writers going, "Hey, wouldn't it be funny if everyone booed you?" I feel like that's like a very honest TCGS route. It's like, hey, you know what'd be funny if people didn't like you? Like, I don't know, because so much in television it's to be liked, in movies to be liked. But I think I like about the TCGS universe, it's you don't have to love everyone.
Yeah. Did you listen to that too in TCGS?
Yes, I did. Actually, the moment when Omar broke the chair, a genuinely like wonderful moment between friends. No, seriously, like that was like.
Okay. Did anyone get tattooed on it?
No, no one got tattooed
on
it.
Then I will not listen to
it. That's what went on.
You're lying to me. You're lying to me, podcast. You're saying tattooing TCGS and no one's getting tattooed. Why should I listen?
I have to balance this out immediately.
Like on this podcast, you're talking
about TCGS
podcast.
Hold on. I have to say the nice thing before we run out of time because this was actually like a really endearing moment that I enjoyed. How much time do we got?
We got like another minute.
Okay. There's a moment in the podcast where Omar breaks, I believe, his own or someone else's chair. And they don't turn off the tape. They don't take another take. They just deal with it and move on. I know no one's gotten tattooed yet, but I'm holding out hope that there could be another Banana Man tattoo in the mix.
I really wonder how
Keith is feeling about that, to know that somewhere out there forever his face and characters on another human being.
I just watched
that must
that
be
episode.
So surreal. You know, look, I did too, because he sent it to me.
Night.
And
yeah.
I watched it all too. It's a surreal thing. I know I'm not a tattoo on someone's body, and you're not.
Do you want to go long on this one?
No. 15-minute rule. It's a 15-minute
okay,
rule. People like precision. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Big guest next week. Don't tell them who the guest
is. Yeah, we have a special guest next week. A guest. Our
maybe
first
our
guest.
Only guest.
No, we're going to have a guest every 3 episodes because we're setting precedents. Thank you.
We still have 2 seconds. Bye!
Bye!